delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Live again this week. Zoned out. What's good, Lex Money?
Yeah, what's good, Porter? What's good,
Lex
Porter? Beef stew.
We got my homegirl, Angela Zimmerman. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, everyone.
Okay. This week, you know, she's a young author. She goes in. She's very good with her literature. Let the people know, like, a little about yourself, Angie, like, you know, talk about your book. What's the name of your book? I remember you had a book.
The name of my book is called Payback is a Bitch. I wrote it was kind of like a little personal project. I wrote it when I was in high school, around age 16, 17 years old. And, you know, I was just grabbing some personal experiences that I've heard from my friends, things I've seen on TV. You know, it was just something I just decided to come up with out of my own imagination. It touches on domestic abuse. It touches on, you know, family relationships. And also, it just, you know, it's a good old-fashioned, you know, it comes around, goes around type of story.
Okay. And, like, what's like, your favorite part about writing a book? Like, coming up with the story, like, when you're in the middle, smack in the middle of it, like, are you, like putting the finishing touches on it? Like, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is actually developing the characters. It's kind of weird because, like, I guess becoming when you're actually writing, the story actually writes itself a lot of the time. Like, the characters, they actually just come to you and tell you their side of the story. Sometimes you just sit down and all it's easy to do is put the words on paper and pen.
Right. And what is the book that you wrote about? Like, what is it dealing with? The topic?
Well, the actual part of the story is there's this female. Her name is Adrienne Baker. She has a husband. His name is Dal Houston. They actually got married, and, you know, throughout most of their life, she's pretty much dimmed her own life to support him. And as the relationship progresses, it becomes mostly about him, you know, overpowering her and taking away her, you know, taking away her strongness, taking away her independence. And for the most part of the story, you see her take some of that control back and become her own person again with the help of her sister. And it's a lot of, it's not so much, you know, negativity. A lot of it has a lot of comedy also. It's, you know, it's a typical, you know, getting even, payback type of story. You see her, you know, grow a little bit, you know, have a little bit more independence, a little bit more self-assertiveness. You get to see her, you know, actually show her husband that, you know, he's not the boss of her anymore.
Right. Sounds interesting. How long have you been writing?
Pretty much all my life. I mean, writing pretty much runs in my family. My dad, he writes short stories and poems. My mom, ever since I can remember, she's been telling my sister her stories. You know, it's pretty much, you know, family run. I've been writing pretty much, as early as I can talk almost. So stories just come to me. Sometimes I just write stories, sometimes I just write poems. You know, whatever I see, I jot it down.
Oh, you write poetry too, then?
Yeah.
Which one you find more challenging, like the poems or the writing, like, stories?
I prefer writing short stories because, you know, because I think, like, the characters, I'm more intrigued by the characters.
Right. And you ever see yourself trying to put this novel you wrote into life, like? You ever plan to put this novel you wrote to life, like make a film of it? Like, you ever envision that, or you just want to stick to, like, writing other stories?
I would like to see it on TV. I think that's a pretty much everybody's dream, to have to share it with the masses, to share their work with the masses. Media and writing pretty much goes hand in hand. Whatever you see in your head, you know, you kind of wish that everybody else sees the same exact way you do. And I would love to see this movie. But for now, you know, I'll just, you know, just to keep on developing those characters, telling other people's stories, you know, and, you know, keep on expanding that way. But I would love to see it as a movie one day.
All right. Are you currently writing a book right now? Or are you, like, working on any projects as you're speaking?
I am working on something. I'm going to share the title with you. The title so far I have is called Riding the Rails. I've been back and forth with this story so many times, and it's like every time I'm near completion with it, I do something else I want to change with it. There's something else I always want to change, something else I want to expand and develop on. But it's coming out soon. I'll get back to you guys with the, you know, when you guys can expect it, you know, but I'm just back and forth with it so much. But, you know, it's another long story,
Where can people find, like, the book you wrote already? Like, can they go online and find it in the store?
You can Google search it, yes. It's called Payback is a Bitch by Andrew Zimmerman. You can Google search it. I think BarnesandNoble.com, you can find it there. Morgan Books might have it online also. I mean, Borders. You can search it online. So it's online.
Did you find it, like, was there a lot of obstacles in getting your book published?
Yes, there's quite a few. One of the things I ran into was, this is my first book, so I didn't know anything about publishing. And what I recommend for anybody that's trying to get into publishing is to do your research. I didn't know, I mean, I guess you can go and find other people, like, you know, that publish. But what I did was I did online publishing. I went to a website called Lulu.com. There's others called, I think there's one called Wingspan Press. Do your research. Not all online publishing sites are the same, but they're all pretty much similar. And you do about 95% of the work yourself. All they do is just put the book together, the binding, the pages, and everything together, and they ship it out to wherever you want it to go. But for the most part, online publishing, you're pretty much in control of whatever it is you want your book to look like. And they vary in prices also. So I'll say just do your research when it comes down to that. A lot of them, they have little contracts, and they have, like, everything specified to the detail of how you want your book to look. I say if it's your first time and you're not really published a book before and you're a beginner, I would suggest maybe sitting down with, like, an actual book publisher face-to-face if you have the opportunity to do so and work out how you want the layout of your book to look. But for the most part, you know, online publishing is not too bad of a way to go. You can probably do something great with online publishing.
Wow.
So research is key.
What's the most? I know you said, like, the most challenging thing about being a book is establishing the characters, but when it comes to publishing it, what is the most important, like? What would you, like, advise up-and-coming writers how to get their book published?
I would say promotion is everything. Publishing is just, like maybe one step out of the whole process. But promotion, just like anything that requires, you know, like, information being put out there, promotion is everything. Some things I'll say, you know, like how you go to, like, to street vendors and you see, like, them publishing books or, like, you know, like street novels or whatever, they have bookmarks, like, with, like, a detailed summary of what the book looks like. You know, some people put out posters. Some people do book tours. Okay, promotion is a major part of it, not just the actual publishing, because once it's out there, but nobody's going to know that your product exists unless you actually promote it, right? So I'll say, you know, take advantage of the media that's out there, YouTube, public access, commercial time, whatever you got to just be creative. But promoting your product is part of the actual, you know, package that comes along with actually creating the story. because nobody, right. You're not going to be heard until people know what's out there.
Right. And like, I'm not really familiar with that field, but are there a lot of young, like, female authors out there?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Is there like a lot of competition? Are there a lot of young female authors out there?
I would say it's up and coming. I mean, unfortunately, if you really think about like the way media has taken over a lot of things now, I would say books are pretty much like it's a dying type of art. You know, everything is digital now, everything is on TV, everything is movies and reality shows now. So not too many people, unfortunately, are writing. I mean, there's still people out there that, you know, like that's expanding and growing. Like you have Demia Poole, you still have the Soldiers out there, you still have, you know, the Frances Rays out there. So writing is still a very lucrative type of, you know, business to go into, is also it's a great art form to keep alive. Unfortunately, it's also dying at the time. But
yeah,
I think most female writers, I think, because like writing is true to everybody at the same time. So I wouldn't say that it's not really a big competition, but also that the pool of writers is getting larger. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's much competition. I think it's more of a variety than anything. I think that's a good way to put it. It's more variety than the competition.
Right. Yo, Lex Money, where you at? Huh?
I'm right here, man. I'm listening to Miss Angela. Angela, I had a question for you. I want to know, is there any inspiring authors that you read right now?
Yes. I go through phases. At first, I went through the street book phase, but I think right now I'm in the historical romance novel phase. Right now I'm reading Beverly Jenkins. There's this book that she wrote called Jewel. It came out a few years ago, but I just caught up on it, and it's pretty good so far. I read Frances Ray, Omar Tyree. There's a lot of writers out there that I read, but that's what I'm reading right now. Beverly Jenkins.
Okay. And like, unfortunately, like when I asked you about the youth, like, I see that they're just more likely to write on Facebook. Like, nobody wants to write no more. They put their life out on Facebook. Like, what do you feel about that? Like, you think people are taking it too far with everything, putting everything about their life, everything they're doing on Facebook as it happens? Like, what's your opinion on that?
I think Facebook is, I have different opinions about Facebook. I actually have a Facebook page, and I like Facebook. It has a way of bringing people closer, but at the same time, it summarizes people's lives in a couple of sentences. And I think it was better when people, you know, took the time and expanded on how they felt. And you're right, I feel like, you know, like, take time and write. You know, people don't keep journals anymore. People don't keep diaries anymore. People don't take the time and expand on how they feel anymore. And, you know, you're more than just a summary of two or three lines on a status, you know. I just feel like the art of writing, you know, writing long letters, writing pages. I think media altogether has made it popular, like that art is dying. Nobody writes letters anymore. It's all about email, Facebook, you know, MySpace, Twitter. You know, your source is summarized everything that you feel in a couple of characters, you know. Whereas it does, you know, you're reaching the masses and you're letting everybody know how you feel, friends and family all together, I feel that, it takes away something special from the art form that is writing, you know. People don't really think much about putting it on paper anymore and sharing it with everybody in that special way.
Yeah, it's like everybody walks around like a zombie on Facebook. That shit is crazy. I see all the time, definitely talking about my job, going to colleges, and she's a young, pretty chick. She's walking, and she's just, like, zoned out on her Facebook status. Like, hello, it's a call for me. It's crazy. Yeah,
and it's not just describing anything worth mentioning. It's, you know, something simple like, oh, I feel sick today. And, I feel like there's no colorful way to explain that if you feel sick. you know, express it in a different way. There's other ways to say it, you know. I feel like it's a dying art form that, you know, nobody is trying to keep alive anymore.
Right. So big, right, DJ Stool, Big Stool, hit me with a track. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back with the lovely Angela Zimmerman.
You are going out.
The bar sipping, poison, spitting at these women boisterous. VIP is where my voice is. Humble written on my neck, silences on the tech, cause I don't like the noises. I'm cautious, the 4-4's where my balls is. From the Porsches to McLaren, I got these niggas staring. Logically, my next robbery of being stocks and commodities. Possibly a million a trick. I know my niggas feeling this shit. How I just came home and I'm killing the strip.
Niggas hating on the kid, I'm trying to get my change on. Call me Mike Tyson, bitch, I'm about to get my swing on. Let the Ruger shoot through you, she gon' get a sling on. Don't try to play me like a choker, man, I keep the flame on. Late night on the block, niggas get they hang on. Like the Bloods in the Crips, pistols get they bang on. Jacks ringing out the chamber like it ain't a thing, homie. Dead bodies in the street, now that's a damn shame, homie. One time for my niggas, we just trying to keep our sanity. Stack a couple greens so we can feed our fucking family. Soldiers in the field getting killed, such a tragedy. Blood stains in the streets, raw reality. Actually, they think that I'm supposed to stay sane. How can I stay sane with so much ain't saturating the game? They say death around the corner, it don't even faze me. Got me feeling really like a nigga going crazy.
Black Beater Movement. Heard that. But we here today live on Block Talk Radio Beef Stew with Angela Zimmy. What's good, Zimmy?
I'm back in the set, y'all. I am great.
yeah, so we're going to talk about like the stereotypes of the urban author. You know, the whole, when you read the books, they're just the slang, the Ebonics. And do you think, like, sometimes when if you present your book, they automatically assume that kind of, like, language in your book?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, you take the good with the bad. I mean, I guess, like, you know, like the street vendors and the bookstores, it's so saturated with that type of genre of storytelling that I guess, like, people tend to judge the book by the cover, pun intended, you know. People do tend to judge the book by the cover, and they say, oh, it's another black novel, or, you know, just because they don't see Triple Crown on it, they still assume that it's, you know, one of those type of, like, street, like, hood books where, you know, the star is a drug lord at 23 years old, and he has 4 or 5 girlfriends, and one of them is a ride or die chick. People assume that just by looking at the book, but then you open it and you read it, and it's something different. Some books, I would say, like, some books that I've bought have, you know, surprised me a little, and then others, unfortunately, haven't. It's pretty much the same story I've read all the time. So it's like I can't really be too upset by the judgment that, you know,
right.
You know, people do tend to, like, you know, stereotype and over and think that all books are the same in that way. But for the most part, you know, it all goes back to what I was saying, you know, people just expand and, you know, think outside the box a little bit. You know, maybe it could be the same story that's been told over and over and over again, but just have a twist back on it, you know. Maybe it'll have to end the same way, you know.
You ever see yourself writing, like, a science fiction, or you just see, or drama, or, like, a horror, or you see yourself staying in the same lane, like, or do you plan on, you know, writing different kinds of stories?
I write different kinds of stories. Interestingly enough, when I was in school, I took a creative writing course, and one of the assignments was to write something completely different from the last assignment that we had did. And I think my short story was pretty much on the same wavelength of science fiction. It was pretty much a loosely based type of story connected. You know that movie, Life of Benjamin Button? Where, like, the guy, he grew younger. It was pretty much something like that, but it was before you even heard about the movie. So I wrote stories based on, like, borderline science fiction with, like, a ring of airiness to it. So, I mean, it's not too far from anything else out of the box. I've done it before, but I think that for the most part, even though, like, my talent is mostly, like, in love stories and romance stories, you know, I think I can write science fiction and it comes pretty good. You know, it's all about twisting it up and, like, changing, like, the ending. You can see the same story a million times. You can watch the same movie a million times, but don't...
Right.
Your side of that story.
Right. I can imagine you writing some Independence Day type book. Some science fiction. No, you got a crazy imagination. Yo, Lex Money, what's popping, man? What's the dinner tonight?
I'm
feeling better, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling better, man. Last weekend I was having a party, man, you know. I'm on ground, bro. I'm on ground. Gravity.
You know.
I'm in the building. Angela, do you consider yourself an underground writer for those mainstream books? Because I'm listening to you, and it's like, you know, underground hip hop. You know, you got underground books where stories are being told, where the truth is being spoken about. But then people take it like a second look before they even, you know. They judge you first before they, you know, they listen, so they hear it. So do you consider yourself like the underground writers for the mainstream?
You know, I never thought of it that way, but I guess I kind of do. Because you know what, I think anything that's not trendy is considered underground. You know, you could go and pick up a book, and it's the same exact story you read a million times, but you pick up a different book, or you pick up another book that looks similar, and it sounds like a similar plot, but at the end of the day, you hit a wall, and it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. That's what makes you different. You're not following the trend. You just, you know, you're making it your own. And I think that's kind of what I try to do. I try to, you know, bring you in and you know, see, like, well, like, welcome to my world. You know, I can go into the movie at the same time. You know, oh, if I wrote this movie, the story would end like this, you know? And that's what I try to do. I try to make it my own. Things that I've seen, things that I've experienced before, I make it my own. And then, like, I'll have you saying, wow, that was pretty good. It's not like the last story I read. So, I mean, things can be trendy, but at the same time, if you make it your own, you know, you have people in your world too. And I think that does make you kind of underground, because not too many people think outside the box and think the same way you do. Everybody has their own thought process and they process things differently. And I think once, you know, you start, you know, thinking on your own and not following the trend. I know I'm going around circles, but once you start following and stop following the trend and start thinking on your own, you actually start being considered underground. And I think that's the way most people think anyway. Like, you know, if it's not out there, you're underground. But yeah, I think
Right. And what about the mainstream, like the big time authors? Who are some of the authors, whether big mainstream or, like you say, underground? Who are some of the authors that inspired you to write in the first place? Like,
I would have to say my mom and my dad. They don't have anything published, but you know, pretty much grassroots. You know, like they told stories. My mom would make up a story off the top of her head. You know, it should have me starring in it. Should have my little sister starring in it. You know, so it's like I think like I took that talent to heart, and I just kind of like watched my mom, and you know, I'll just follow her around the house when we're doing chores, and she'll just make up stories, and I just. You know, I just always kind of fell in love with that talent that she had. My dad, too, he wrote, you know, poems and he wrote stories also. So, you know, so back to basics, my parents being my first teachers, I have to say they're some of my favorite authors. Nothing that they ever wrote is on paper except my dad, but I would say, like, you know, hearing them speak to me is, like, you know, my favorite. And then I guess more well-known people, I would have to say, as I stated earlier, Beverly Jenkins and Frances Ray, but the first person that actually got me into, you know, really love writing was, I'll say, Omar Tyree. And it's kind of old school, but I actually read Fly Girl, you know, when I was back in, I was in maybe like seventh grade, and I fell in love with it because it was just so well put together. And after reading it, I just said, well, I wish I could tell a story just like this. So I put on my Tyree.
Okay, you plan on trying to take your book to, like, the mainstream, like, trying to get it in bookstores? What's going on with that?
Yeah. Well, actually, when I originally wrote the book, I published it for online only because it was online publishing, so I was only able to sell it online. Since then, I have taken it out of print because I wanted to revamp it a little because, you know, I wrote it when I was 16, 17 years old, and it sounds like I wrote it when I was 16, 17 years old. So what I want to do is, you know, I want to, like, reissue another edition of it. I want to clean it up a little bit, you know, have it polished up a little bit, you know, make it, you know, sound really good to the ears, fix whatever was wrong with it at the beginning. It's going to be the same old story that was told in the book, but I just want to fix whatever errors I made and put it out the right way. So,
Right.
Yeah.
So, Angela, can I ask you a question? Because I know they say don't judge the book by its cover, but when you put a book out, do you try to make it the most attractive book as it can be?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's for any artist with their product. You know, you want it to catch the eye. You want it to be something that people are going to want to cling to. Sometimes they're going to want to, like, oh, I want to read this. And like I say, you know, it's unfortunate, but people do judge the book by the cover. But it's funny, though, that this wasn't exactly the case. I just wanted to put something on that was closely related to the story. Now, when I was actually going through the process of selecting different covers for the book, I didn't exactly know what I wanted. I didn't know anything about Photoshop. I didn't know anything about how to make covers. Because like I said, you know, when you do online publishing, you're in charge of everything, even down to putting the cover on your book itself. So I found this girl on this fan fiction website that I used to frequent a lot. And she did Photoshop covers and banners and stuff. And I told her what my idea of the story was about. And she said, okay, so I can work with you. So she got some pictures together and she, you know, made this nice little cover and it had people on it. And I was like, well, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go through, you know, using people on the image of my cover. And then, you know, if it did sell, then, you know, I didn't want anybody, you know, suing me for image or whatever. So I said, well, you know what, maybe I'll just use something that's, you know, very, you know, not too... it's something that's camouflaging, but something that's secretive, or something that actually gets the point across. So if you look at the cover of my book, it's all red. It's like a red like type of satin cover, and then in old English letters, it says "Payback is a bitch" with my name, and it has like two gold rings in the bottom because it's going to tell you when you look at the cover, you can almost imagine what it's about, but it doesn't look like a typical street book. So So it attracts you because out of all those books that you see, it's the only cover that doesn't really have any people on it that's going to tell you what the story is about before you even have a chance to open the book and read it for yourself.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna take a little break right quick, and we're gonna come back with Jimmy.
Ladies, baby, my baby. Shout out, yo, my girl.
Baby, I love the way you dance like a porn star.
Tell your light up me body like a solar.
Baby, the way you move your body, it hurts me.
Me lift her up like a dolly when me hold her.
Look how she grinding, shaking that pussy, I'ma move right behind it. She rubbing them boobs, all up in them boobs. Now the camera's out, don't tell nobody, I'ma put this on YouTube. When she licking them lips, remind me of a flick. Soon as I get a grip, the girls on my thighs boom flick. What's up on that flick? She twerk it, work it, twist around, could you back it up a bit, miss? I insist and you synchronize, and stigmatize. On the top of me, don't see me in brick. And when she's taking that lollipop, it's all up in her lipstick. Lipstick for the lipstick.
From the bedroom to the floor, let me take you on the tour. Straight to the washroom, all four. Sex with you is just pleasure, you and I together. That's why from them ladies, I took a detour. And I love the way you moving with them heels on. I'm not Cisco, but you got me singing thong songs. I can't help it, baby girl, you just turn me on. You just turn me on, girl, you just turn me on.
That was some ecstasy.
Type 3.
I'm sorry. I'm sweating over here listening to that shit. Jimmy, what's good, man? How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Everything.
Everything.
I want a top 5 list from you from novels. Like, what's your top 5? Top 5 books of all time.
Oh my gosh, this is such a big undertaking. Okay, let me see. But this is my opinion,
start
though,
with
right?
Number five. But you got to start with number 5. Start with number 5 all the way down to number 1.
Okay. Okay, I have to say number 5 would have to be Until There Was You by Frances Ray.
Okay.
I would have to say number 4 will probably have to be Fly Girl. Number 3, oh my gosh. number 3 will probably have to be Ten and Arab Dudes, what's the name of that book? My Soul to Keep.
Okay.
Number 2, Coldest Winter Ever.
Okay.
And number 1, oh my gosh.
Should be you.
Oh, no, I didn't even put myself in the category because I thought she meant, like, my favorite books to read. But, yeah, of course it's going to be number 1. Well,
Jeff
yeah. Payback is a bitch, number 1.
Yeah, you ever read the book, Fahrenheit 451?
No, actually, I haven't. And I'm ashamed because I feel like I should have read the book. But, no, I haven't.
Yeah, you got to try to read that one.
Fahrenheit 451. Okay. I'm putting it on my list.
Definitely a classic. It's, and that book, it's like the government. It's illegal to write books. It's illegal to read books. They burn them. Like, it's just crazy. Like, you got to sneak to read literature. It's crazy. It's like some real, it's deep.
Can you imagine living in that type of world? Like, I can't. I mean, TV's cool. Movies are cool. Music is cool. But I can't imagine I've been able to read a book. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it was illegal. They kill you and all that. Crazy book. You ever read what's that movie? Animal Farm.
Yes, Animal Farm. Yes.
I think everybody read that one at least once.
Animal Farm. Well, that was a good book. It's like, you know, and it's funny because it's like animals and humans. It's like there's not really much difference. The only difference is that people have the ability to reason, and it's so crazy that, like, you know, in the book. That, you know, that's not pretty much set up the same way that humans act in authority. You know, you have all these people saying, or all these animals saying, like, you know, they have the right to do this and the right to do that. It's like you're not really much different from any living thing on earth. And I think that's what's kind of like captivating about that story. It's like, you know, every living thing, you know, they live in the same type of, you know, existence. You know, they all act in the same type of way.
But they had their own little community and stuff. It was interesting. It was crazy, man.
Yeah. But one of my personal favorites, I mean, from school, my school reading list, it has to be Catcher in the Rye. That was a really good book.
Yeah, Catcher in the Rye. I don't remember what it's about, but I remember I had to do a book report on it in school. I know I was stuck reading that for a while.
The Catcher in the Rye?
I remember that one. Catching the Rye,
yeah,
Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies got to be my favorite book of all time.
Lord of the Flies is a good story, too.
Lord of the Flies.
I actually remember watching the movie. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I never seen the movie. I kind of don't want to tarnish the book. I know a lot of times when they try to make a film after a book, like, you know, you like the movie because you love the book, but at the same time, it's like, damn, they didn't have this part, they didn't have that part. They left this out. I don't know. I'm kind of scared to watch the movie, man.
The movie, I mean, when I seen it, it was like years ago. Like, I was a kid. It scared me a little bit. But then, like, when I got to high school and I read the book, I mean, I actually didn't read the whole book. Like, the way it was set up in my school, we had to do projects. So we had a choice between Animal Farm, Catcher in the Rye, Fahrenheit 451, and The Lord of the Flies. And we had to choose between those four books. And he said, whichever book you pick, you have to do three different projects on it. So I chose Catcher in the Rye. That's why I was able to read that one. Now, the other three, I read bits and pieces of it because you have to do other assignments on those stories. But Catcher in the Rye was one that's kind of close to my heart because I actually fell in love with the story. It was so interesting how a guy like Holden Caulfield, like, you know, he's go through life with all of these type of, you know, ideas and beliefs. But, you know, he comes from a family, and he acts the way he does because, you know, it's like just because of the way he faces the belief system. His little sister, from being a young sister, she realizes that he's not the older brother that she kind of, you know, that she kind of thought that he was, you know. So, I mean, I look at Holden, and I look at, like, the way, like, he pretty much, you know, talks throughout the whole book, and then all of a sudden he ends up in a mental institution. I think it speaks to the idea of what, you know, like the perception of grass is always green on the other side, you know? Like, people don't realize if you just walk your lawn, your grass would be equally green also, you know? And I think Holden, he didn't realize that until it was too late. And I think that's one of the things I fell in love with reading Catcher in the Rye. So.
What about like modern day stories and sagas? Like, are you into the whole Twilight thing, right?
Yes, I'm embarrassed to say.
I know you.
I
see you smile from here.
Will Porter too, but he don't say nothing.
I know.
Will,
like,
you read the Twilight books?
I'm into the whole vampire thing, so I can sit down and watch it, even if it's whack. I find something good about it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Twilight, you know, a lot of people say it's boring, it's more of a girls' movie, but I like the whole vampire thing. So, occasionally, Zimmy, I might sit down and actually watch a Twilight.
Yeah,
I'm saying, I'm seeing werewolves, dog. That vampire.
Yeah, so many of the werewolves. I think
it's
my homie.
I think it was
good. Jimmy, if you could be one, Jimmy, which would you be? A werewolf or a vampire? Which one?
Werewolf all day.
Jimmy's a werewolf.
Too, I got
man.
Indian
I
in my family.
Nigga, you look like a werewolf, nigga.
You look like you suck blood, dude.
But you know, interestingly enough, the books were way better than the movie. Because I feel like the first movie, the Twilight, the first installment of the Twilight movie, it didn't do anything to the book. Like, it did the book no justice at all. Like in the book, you know, it fleshes out Bella's character, and it fleshes out the father's character, and it fleshes out everybody's. Like, you get to understand who these people are in the book, whereas the movie just sums everybody up.
I think every book is better than the movie because it lets you expand your imagination. Because the movie's gonna show you what happens, and the book, when you're reading it, you can make your own type of creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, picture. So I think the books are always like at least 5 times better than the movies.
Yeah, but I will say this though. I will say this. Part 2 was the only movie out of this, and I haven't seen Breaking Dawn Part 1 or Part 2 yet. But I will say this: out of all the ones that I've seen, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, Part 2 came the closest to getting it right to the book. Out of all
Part
2
was the one with the most action.
No, Part 3 was going with the most action.
Part 3, right.
But Part 2 came the closest to getting it right with the book. Like, I mean, if you read the book and you watched the movie, they were pretty much coinciding with each other. But
right.
For the most part, I fell in love with the book because of the movie, but at the end of the day, I ended up enjoying the book way more. I read all, 600, 700 pages of all 4 books, and it was, like, really, really good.
Angela, do you see yourself doing any autobiographies?
Doing an autobiography. I would love to. Like, I've started it and stopped it so many times. Because I feel like, you know, it's hard to tell your own story. Because telling your own story means that you have to be brutally honest with yourself. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That means you have to tell the truth even when, you know, when you have you have to tell the truth even when you have the authority where you don't have to. You have to be honest with yourself, at least. If you don't got to be honest with anybody else about yourself, you have to be honest with yourself about yourself. So,
yeah,
I
heard Oprah had one. I heard she lied, though. I heard she lied. She was talking about everybody, like, you know, her show was where everybody comes and they tell the truth about them. Like, they confess and all types of things. And she put in the book that she was a lesbian and all that. She was gay at the time,
really?
Too. Mm-hmm.
I gotta go get that book.
You gotta, because you know it's missing, and the book is missing. What's
missing
in the book? That she was a lesbian at a point of time. Like she liked the women, she had a girl, and all that.
Right.
She
did they put that she was homeless in the book?
I'm not too sure. Okay. I know that came up because you know her show is based on people telling it like expressing themselves and speaking the truth and being real.
Yeah.
And the book was about it too, but it wasn't real. It was where
right.
Found out she had a little slide and it was a female and all this crazy other shit. You know.
Yeah, she definitely came a long way. Big ups to Oprah. Word up.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
You a fan? You be watching the Oprah show?
She denied it, but they didn't even stop her money. You know, she denied it, but they didn't stop her gross.
Oh, hell no. That's old.
Of course not.
A triple OG right there. All right. So what's your favorite Oprah Winfrey movie, Jimmy?
My favorite Oprah movie?
I already know the answer, but I want to hear it.
I have a couple, though. I can't even say I have a favorite. But, I'm going to say it. It's The Color Purple.
Early. I know
but,
there you go. I just wanted to hear that.
It's The Color Purple. But I will say this, though. Women of Booster Place is a close second.
Which one?
The Women of Booster Place. It's pretty much, like, underweighted. It came out in the 80s. I don't think anybody's going to, like, really remember it because it comes on Centric sometimes. But but Google it.
Right.
The Women of Booster Place. It was based on a book by Gloria Naylor. and it came out, I think, in 88, 89. It was something like that. It came out back in the 80s. And Oprah, she played the main character. Her name was Maddie Michaels. It was a really moving, uplifting story. It took place in the 60s. And the main character that she played went through so much. And I don't want to ruin it for you. You can either get the book or you can watch the movie. The Women of East Prince is a really, really good story. It starred Jack A. Harry, Oprah Winfrey, Phyllis Yvonne Stickney, Lynn Whitfield, a couple of people. It was pretty much an all-star cast. You see early Robin Givens. You see early Leon. The guy from Always Here, the one I played her dad, William Allen Young was in it.
Right.
A lot of people was in it. It was a pretty good movie, but yeah, that would be a close second Oprah movie for me.
Okay.
My favorite would have to be Color Purple. I can quote that movie backwards and forwards.
Yeah, that's every female's favorite Oprah Winfrey movie. Right. Yeah, we're gonna go to a little break, hear some music, come back with the lovely Angela Zimmerman. Word up, Big Stool, hit me.
FCC, at it again, this is the Mile High Anthem. Y'all know what it is. Okay. Let's go.
Getting blow, sitting low, squinting at my iPhone. Rolling up another one, shorty, you gon' drive home. Sunny money, lovely in my mountain standard time zone. Brain like a hurricane, hit me with that Superdome. Game sick like Salt Lake City in 97. Flu symptoms, black and red, one more than 11. Props to those who get it, if you don't, you need a lesson then. Flight club rookies, I'm a all-star veteran. Weed, brownie, blunt, burning, baby, that's my medicine. Puffing on that headache, never need Excedrin. Letters in, know you hear them 15s knocking. Old school Chevys, only type of whips that we be copping. Block him, no sir, buckets like KD. Marty hits you off with the thunder, you try and play me. Grinding, gotta make it, elevator up, button stuck. Loved in my city, man, everybody fuck with us. Fuck is up, paper piling up, buying armored truck. Ben Frank driving, that's my homie, he don't give a fuck. Getting bucks, Scrooge McDuck, swimming through the money. Blow so many trees that every damn thing funny. Denver, Colorado flow, altitude sickness. Contagious, careful or your girl could catch it with the quickness. Rolling up a bleezer, then you better call deuces. Mile flyness, come on, let me show you how to do this. We from the Mile High City, so you know we blow it down. If you wanna get a session, then you gotta bring a pound. Got them trees, rose, spark it up. Spark it up. Spark it up. Rolling up so fast, make that shit look too easy. You cheapin' with McFly, mountain high, feeling breezy. Got them trees, rose, spark it up. Spark it up. Spark it up. Spark it up, burning crazy fire bush. Call it Lindsay Lohan, but I ain't handcuffing. I'ma share her with my broham. Sauna status, really, I'm just saying like Gohan. Honey, Philly, baked boy, I'ma have to go ham. Goddamn, I just spent like $2,000, that high shit. And I ain't even need nothing, oh well, it's some fly shit. City on my back like it's my surname. For Shermaine, I'm Michael in the 303. Y'all are just some Jermaine. The backups, background, loud talk, loud pounds. I just gotta break it up, then we bout to blow down. Know now that I am really in the top position, and you'll never catch me slipping like socks in the kitchen. Joints always gon' jam like Revis off the line. Even without this music shit, my pockets stay fine. Like Nia Long, on and on, Erykah Badu flow. Just tryna make hits like Cargo and Tulo. I'm cocky, funny, because that is why she jocked me. I'm a hometown kid, yup, Colorado Rocky. Try and stop me, you just gon' end up hoeless and broke. Green leaves, get some loose leaf and take your ass some notes. Learn something, burn something, she memorizing my quotes. So fly in her eyes, yeah, you be doing the most. Don't choke, this is some professional smoke. This Affleck Club Cartel, also known as that dope. We from the Mile High City, so you know we blow it down. If you wanna get a session, then you gotta bring a pound. Got them trees, rose, spark it up. Spark it up. Spark it up. Rolling up so fast, make that shit look too easy. You cheapin' with McFly, mountain high, feeling breezy. Got them trees, rose, spark it up. Spark it up. Spark it up. Spark it up.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Okay, New York City. What up, what up, what up? Lex, what's poppin'? So, nah. Yeah, Jimmy.
Out, huh?
Yeah. So Jimmy, any shout outs you got for the people out there? Anybody you know you want to big up?
I want to show some love to my brother, Lucky Rec. He's trying to do his thing in the music industry. Shout out to Lucky Rec and Quick. Shout out to my sister Olivia, my mom and dad. I see you, Angela and Ron. I live a boring life, so yeah, I'm just shouting out my family right now. And shout out to people at BRC and my best friend Alex. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And then, I'm sorry, one more thing. And all the people that did buy the book when it was in print, and all the people that supported it and loved the story. And yeah, that's it.
And you're definitely a family oriented person. That's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Your whole vibe is definitely a positive, and that's a beautiful thing, man. It's rare with the youth nowadays, young people nowadays. There's not like 1% of cockiness in you, and you're very humble, very talented. I love it, man.
Oh, thank you.
Jimmy.
That's the way you gotta be.
Hell yeah. Word up.
Yeah, you know, keep family second and God first at all times, you know?
You already know.
But Angela, if you wanted to, yo, who gonna say something? Not nobody. So you do what you do, you know?
That's it. That's it. So, what should we expect from Angela Zimmer within the next 2 years?
A lot. I definitely intend to keep on writing. Hopefully, you know, I branch out, you know, into media. Because that's what I'm going to go through, the media production. So hopefully, you know, my words will touch people and inspire people. But then, you know, to spread it on to, like, the generation that's into digital and, like, movies and stuff, hopefully you get to see my thoughts and feelings on the big screen. So hopefully,
right.
You know, if there's anybody out there, Tyler Perry, call me. You know, Oprah, call me. If you want to make my story into a movie, you know, by all means, go right on ahead. So that's what I try to do in 2 years.
So who's the main character in your book again?
Her name is Adrian. Adrian Baker. Houston.
All right. So if you had to pick an actress for Adrian, who would play Adrian?
Oh, you know what's funny? When I was actually thinking about when I was writing the story, and I was, you know, and the pictures came to my head, it was I don't even know this woman's name. This was like so many years ago. It was a picture that I saw in a magazine, and she's a regular old model. I don't know her name, but and I wish everybody knew exactly what I was thinking of when I saw this picture. But she instantly came to mind as the perfect person to play Adrian. But if I had to choose an actual person that's well known, I would probably have to go with, well, actually, maybe not well known, but you know that there's a singer, her name was Tyra B. And she had, I don't know if you remember that song, she came out, yeah, no, not Tyra Banks, but there's another singer, her name was Tyra. And she came out with this song called Country Boys, and she had another one called I'm Still in Love. I think she would be good to play Adrian. I mean, she's not like well known, but. But it's not somebody that's low key. I mean, I feel like I'm the kind of person that, you know, why saturate, you know, the movie and, like, you know, Hollywood with people that's already well known, you know? Give new people a chance,
right.
You know?
Right.
So it'll probably be somebody brand new. I don't think I'll have anybody well known for her, but somebody, like, you know, brand new.
No Vivica Foxes or no Tyra Banks or none of the ladies,
no.
Right?
No, because Adrian to me was always like a younger person, you know, that kind of,
yeah.
And very soft, very wholesome, that had to prove herself, you know. The people that
right.
She just made, they're pretty much like, they've been on camera, seen kicking, you know, major behind and, you know, and dominated roles. But Adrian is the kind of person that has to grow into her own, you know. So
right.
I see somebody like that's a little younger, a little bit more, you know, soft at heart, but hard when they have to be. So somebody,
right.
You know, maybe somebody like Tyra, or maybe somebody like, or maybe somebody like Jordan Sparks, you know, or,
right.
You know, somebody like that.
Okay. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Ladies, we gonna, you know, it was beautiful having you, you know what I'm saying?
Where can we find you at, though? Okay, you got any websites, any, you know, where can we find you at?
Oh, you can find me at Twitter, my at Tickle Me Sexy.
Okay.
It's T-I-C-K-L-E-M-E-S-E-X-Y.
Okay.
That's me. That's my Twitter name. And I'm on Facebook. Right. You go, you know, Facebook search me, Angela Zimmerman. I'm there too.
Okay.
And the ghost town that is my space, I'm still on my space.
Man, there still be millions of people on my space, man. It's not a ghost town yet.
Okay, well, almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what you can find me, Facebook and MySpace and Twitter.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, Zimmy, it was beautiful having you. It was a beautiful night. God bless everybody that show love and cop that book, man. She's a very talented author, for real.
Well, thank you guys very much for having me. I appreciate being on your show. Hope to come back again promoting my next book.
You already know. You already. I want a copy. I want a copy.
Word. I'm on that gold
touch. He said, "He's going to be sexy." ASAP. I'm going on that shit.
All the good Twitter names are gone.
Oh, man. So, yo, we out this week. Big Stu, hit us with a fadeaway song, homie.
Jones!
I saved my life. Stuck in one time. Look. 12/17/86, the day. Mama pushed me out of room, told me nigga get paid. I never look back, got no time for chilling with shook cats. In the city where the dealers, killers, and crooks at. No book inside my book bag. I'm in my zone, wherever I lay my bed, it is my home. I'm rolling stone, I roam alone in this cold world. Can't trust my new chick, she remind me of my old girl. Hollering at old girl, hoping that she different. Never judge a book by its cover, but I ain't slipping trick. I don't need no RZA voice to say this shit ridiculous. Only way you don't get hurt is if you want your pimping shit. Baby girl, that's not me, so what am I to do? Hit the bar, grab my wallet, take more shots than I'ma do. Thinking about my sister and my cousins and my mama too. Blazing on that cannabis is only right, I honor you. I can't wait to turn the rain into sunshine, cause I hate to spend my life, stuck in one time. Without a penny in the struggle, the only way to live is a hustle, only God can judge you. I swear I hear the message loud and clear, before they kill me, Lord, I gotta make it out of here. You see the police shooting niggas up without a care, so I just poke my chest, I live my life without a fear, I'm out of tears. When everybody was deceiving me, that's when I learned that I can only trust the king in me. Stay alert, homie, nothing what it seemed to be. Life's a bitch for my queen to be. One love for the young thugs. They try to hate on you, like they ain't make the environment that created you. They try to hold us back, and still we make it through. So fuck the president, the governor, the mayor too. Mama, they told me that my dreams was unattainable. She said don't pay attention, they only doing what haters do. Turned into a beast and now I'm feeling so untamable. My vision is unfadable, my speech is highly flammable. I can't wait to turn the rain to sunshine, cause I hate to spend my life, stuck in one time. Started from the bottom of the bottom, don't worry about the niggas, Jay, I got them. I swear to God, you said it wouldn't be easy, homie, you never lied. My name wouldn't be Jimmy Dice if I never tried. Promise the wait's over, it's a brick city takeover. I can't wait to turn the rain into sunshine, cause I hate to spend my life, stuck in one time. Roll with a nigga. Hey, I hate to turn the rain into sunshine, cause I hate to spend my life, stuck in one time.
Stuck in one time. So yeah, we gonna be back next week. Stick up to the lady Angela Zimmerman, Lex Money.
It's Old Town Entertainment, you already know. Beach Stu Radio, live in NYC.
Yeah, we gonna be back next week with some fire artists. Underground, my homie. I ain't want to spoil it, but you know, like, let them know what we got next week, man. I think you should let them know.
Nah, man, that's gonna be a surprise, man.
You gonna
they
be
ain't
surprised?
Ready for this one, though. We're gonna let that bounce.
All right. So we're gonna see y'all next week. Big up to the homie, Big Stu, making this possible. Zoned out, New York City, stand the fuck up, man.
Beat to radio.
Yo.
Block Club DJs, yeah. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Block Club.
Right here, DJ OJ.
Listen to this track.
Hey, Sean, we got one.
Talents down the South Beach, pineapple to chase it. Go ahead, girl, just taste it. All we drink is my shit. Coca Cola's so wasted. Love that little waist shit. Damn, them hips just sit out. Now I see who all these hating girls be talking shit about. From the front, looking like she got some ass, probably. They say that's a sign, girl. Astrology, tight denim with them little rips in them. Wait in line, jeans, take a minute to get in them. BBD, say you poison, well, I want some of that venom, girl.
The streets, y'all can have the rest.
I'm all that. I be bowling every day, man. I'm all that. I'm all that. I'm all that. I keep a five-star chick, man. I'm all that. I'm all that. I'm all that. Man, my swag game sick, man. I'm all that. I'm all that. I'm all that. Gucci that, Louis this, man, I'm all that. Waking like Gucci, put on like Jeezy. Got my cash money up like Baby and Weezy. Yeah, I used to move hard, getting money Beezy. Last year was Ada's talk, this year they gon' hate. Last year was Waffle House, this year's locker plate. Just got the Bentley to match with my Georgia plate. Been at the condos, now I'm about to buy a steak. All the way turned up like Jigga back in 98. Just play my lawyers off, judge knew the whole case. Moving 36s, I used to move in 28. I was never glad broke, grinding got me married. Something like a hustler that he never had it. Yeah, I'm getting legal money, swear I never bag it. Make this shit fabulous and throw it in the bag. Last year the streets talk, fans say I move weight. Snitches started snitching much, you little boys a bit late. I'm all that. All that. I be bowling every day, man, I'm all that. I'm all that. I'm all that. I keep a five-star chick, man, I'm all that. I'm all that. I'm all that. Man, my swag game sick, man, I'm all that. I'm all that. I'm all that.
Hey, streets, what it do?
I'm
all out in the crispy pair. Buy new kicks, get one wear. No top, get fresh air. Big ol' coupe, so you check the stare.
She lucky.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the frozen gems. Like a colon cleanse. Elvis is like yoga, damn. How you know? Cause the all black V's. Move piano, no black keys. Watch the rap, getting all that cheese. Even G's, doors, all LV. I'm all out in the bag of chips. Your favorite car with your baddest chick. You know me, keep a glassy wrist. Remember last time when I crashed the
whip?
I was up when the dealer opened. Told her make sure that the ceiling open. I peeled off with the wheels all smoking. Stay strapped up, you can feel it poking. Now, you know my street value. I remember every week I flew. Don't remember every I sold. And I don't remember every beat I drove.
I'm all that, I'm all that. I be bowling every day, man, I'm all that. I'm all that, I'm all that. I keep a five-star chick, man, I'm all that. I'm all that, I'm all that. Man, my swag game sick, man, I'm all that. I'm all that, I'm all that. Gucci that, Louis this, man, I'm all that.
Club DJ, we got the streets. Y'all can have
let
the rest.
Let the beat rock. Let the beat rock.
Yeah.
Let the beat rock.
My truck go boom boom. My Ferrari out zoom zoom. Burn that.
Big smoke through the roof, cock the stretch,
let the beat rock.
My truck go boom boom, my Ferrari out zoom zoom. Burn that big smoke through the roof, cock the stretch,
let the beat rock.
My truck go boom boom, my Ferrari out,
let the beat rock.
My truck go boom boom, my Ferrari out zoom zoom. Burn that big smoke through the roof, cock the stretch, stretch zoom zoom. Get that paper, that's what I do. 15 stacks, man,
that's the beat rock.
My truck go boom boom, my Ferrari out zoom zoom. Burn that big smoke through the roof, cock the stretch, stretch zoom zoom. Get that.
Let the beat rock.
DJ OOC.
Let the beat rock. Let the beat rock.
Yeah.
Let the beat rock.
My truck go boom boom, my Ferrari out zoom zoom. Burn that big smoke through the roof, cock the stretch, stretch zoom zoom. Get that paper, that's what I do. 15 stacks, man, that's what I do. In the club, making it rain. 100 G's spent on my chain. Niggas can't shine the way I shine. Me, I grind to pop my nine. See, I get to give me the bus and I get them all. The duck and I tell them all, fuck with me, it's all or nothing. I don't play no games, I took no things. Tennessee Patrol, Jose, John, goes on and on. To the early moon, to the early moon, it goes on and on.
I got that hit to beat the block, keep that bass on below. I got that reggae rock, that reggae rock, that digital spit, that visual shit. I got that boom, that boom, that boom, that boom, that, that boom. We got that beat, that pump, created by that boy's noise freak. That hump stimulated off my joy toy. Fuck the chumps, they biting and they decoys. Yo, keep it pumping for them future ghetto b-boys. Yo, I'm the biggie, biggie, black, black, head drum foul. Download a brother to your desktop now. Gangsta brothers bugging off our boom boom style. Sexy ladies saying that they like that.
I like that boom boom pow. They jacking my style. They jacking my style. 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 I sold 2008. You sold 2008. I got that boom 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 boom. That boom boom boom. Let me get it now.
Yo, yo, that's the way we let the beat rock. Boom. Yo, that's the way we let the beat rock. We let the beat rock, pow. Yo, that's the way we let the beat rock. And don't be hating cause I'm rubbing honey's tata. They call me Chili, call me Willy, call me Papa. I'll take them dating, break them off something proper. Keep them spinning like propellers on them helicopters. Keep them grinning when I'm in them, they be all intoxicated, stimulated, penetrate them, stay on top. Women, I be swimming in them like my name was Aqua. Man.
Let the beat rock.
Mr. Entertainment,
DJ OC. Can I save you from you? Did you notice something missing in that champagne you've been sipping? I'm not supposed to make you dipping all the time. It's starting to feel like a wrong thing to do. Is it all that recognition? It gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you. Girl, have some fun.
Just soon as you go to the bathroom, play a humble holler at her. A dog on the fire when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would go with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus, we got them player haters in the shot. Now the moral of the story is cuff your chick, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I think, plus I'm rich, and I'm a hurt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me.
Girl, I wanna keep you, girl. Don't be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see you, girl. She went the eyes on the slide. I see you, girl. Best treat you, girl, right? Cause another man will. Let you, girl, like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me for real. How long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until it came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how to look a dick in the light, I know that she was checking me and dick in the eyes. If I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on the hell like we getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you get sexy and shit past me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me. Tryna catch a glance of a skirt to a clan in reverse. Got to see her, I know I can handle
it. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, damn, 28, hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I am, don't date, hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said it pain was on the floor, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Bender. I'm on pain, what is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's so, and yes, he's so. The hate shot, what he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already touched her. I got your boyfriend mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When I didn't even roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me, cause I'm a flirt. I'm remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gonna hit. Man, chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, nothing like you all thug. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them round me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, it's a player's field. Don't take no chick to the club when you just met him, cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good, she gon' flirt with her. I'ma flirt.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
I'm getting it.
getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile, and I had the coke for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy, maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes. And I ain't crazy, but if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name the little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see it like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati, Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arena. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have certs in a coffin, cause I'm killing these. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Joey, down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, speaking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking. Oh,
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Yeah. I know y'all miss me out there.
I see you, Ron.
I miss y'all too.
Yo, keep you right. Say.
Hey.
I do it for the ladies.
Hey.
I gotta keep it hood.
I do it for the city.
Where we at, Polo?
Hey. Yeah. I know y'all miss me out there.
Hey.
Yeah. I know y'all miss me out there.
Hey.
Yeah. I know y'all miss me out there.
I see you, Ron.
I miss y'all too.
Yo, keep you right.
Hey. Say. Yeah, I know y'all miss me out there.
I see you, Ron.
I miss y'all too.
Yo, keep you right.
Say.
Hey, I do it for the ladies.
Hey,
I gotta keep it hood.
I do it for the city.
Oh, yeah, Polo.
Hey. Yeah, I know y'all miss me out there.
I see you, Ron.
I miss y'all too.
Yo, keep you right.
Say, Ush.
We just getting started.
Me, you, and Jeezy gonna have to get to it this time.
Yeah, man.
Hey. I wanna see you late night when the club stay hype. How you dance on the floor, make me wanna lay pipe. Look so good, smell so nice. You throw your legs up in the air so high. Feel so good in there, no light. Can't break my bank, I don't care, go try. Got a watch and a bottle of Patron on ice. Take one of these, never get in your flight. Never had so much fun in your life. Help me help you get it in, don't fight. Everything you like and done all night. Make DJ play this song all night. Yeah, butt so round, wanna touch that now. On my own club, I shut that down. Just to watch you go up and down. Hit it from behind when you look back round. Get to your real, cause I love that sound. Was a good girl, you're enough. Now. Hey, try to keep up with the tempo now. I beat that thing up, then slow down. Hey, pull your hair, smack your rear. Baby, chill, just let go. Have no fear, want you so bad. I'm so sincere. Don't care who see, let's go.
I wanna make love.
Just be me and you.
I'm gonna be loved.
In this love.
bless you. How you see my shows? How you see my tip? I wasn't hot, would they be so thick? Guess not. Got a game in the headlock. I'm blasting at, I'm laughing at you. Oh, Mrs. Red Fox, don't mind me, boy, I'm red hot. They not. I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm everywhere. They not. You never play me, nice try. Ballin' in a nice spot. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. You don't want no problems. Put yourself in a tight spot. So you can look but don't touch. Stop, stay on my toes like a white sock. Cause it cost me a lot. My chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that back. No, you can't make that back. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that back. I make that back. Go. Nice watch. On black. I ain't never been a high roller. Now it's rack on rack. Never thought that I would ride Rover. But I'm back on track. Add to the fact that I never really drive sober. Cold world, but I'm hot as shit. Do that mean that I'm bipolar? Young, black, and gifted. I rap like it's Christmas Eve. Coach wanna let us off the bench. No wonder why they quit the team. But I'm cut from a different sleeve. Cold world, so the wrists are freeze. Hurry up with your pictures, please. I gotta make history. It cost me a lot. My chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that back. No, you can't make that back. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that back. I make that back. Go. Nice watch. Watch.
Got a Hublot, I call it Tebow. I strap that with a Gator band. Y'all ball halftime. Y'all like the Gator band. Y'all need a timeout. Who got these go wind up? Sucker, I'm 7:30. Y'all know we all gonna wind up. No, I'm Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. Only but a matter of time for I hit y'all with a nice shot. Y'all been out called the law. Get no blood on my Audemars. Meaning y'all been out waste my time. And y'all ready, I took the wall for. Meanwhile, I'm just chopping off doors. Put the front on the back, put them back and forth. Put the front on the back of the back like a boss. So I'm fronting on, when I'm backing off. What up, Cole? Showtime, let these know. Just roll, these only motherfucking hoes. Whenever you ready, go.
It cost me a lot. My chain and my watch.
Oh,
she want it. I wanna give it to her. She know that. That's right here. I'm
ballin'.
See it break it down. I'm ballin'. Blowin' money around.
She work, girl. She work the pole. She break it down. She take it low. She find it. She about to go, she doing a thing out on the floor. Her money, money, she make it, look at the way. She shake it, make it want touch it, make it want taste it. How you lusting for it, going crazy, face now, don't stop. Get it, the way she shake it, make you want it. Think she double jointed from the way she split it, got that. From the way she did it, she's so much more than you used to. She knew just how to move to seduce you. She gon' do the right thing and touch the right spots and dance to your lap till you're ready to pop.
She always ready when you want it, she want it like a the info, I show you where to meet her. On the late night till daylight, the club jumping. If you want a good time, she gon' give you what you want.
Baby, it's a new age. You like my new craze. Let's kiss together, maybe we can start a new phase. This moat's got a club all in. Spotlight, don't you just be spinning. Why don't you come over here? You got me sitting there. I'm tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Ew, I'm tired of using technology. I need you right in front of me.
Whoa! I do it.
Whoa!
Right.
Same old, just a different day. I keep trying to get it, each and every way.
they low pro. I bet she not know so. Ain't no doubt about it. Round around with that rocket. Load it up and I cock it. Send about a couple off in your noggin. Hear them 808s and they knocking. Whole club and they rocking. Rose in them buckets. All my homies up in here vibing. Bitch to my household. Real, real, I die for. Creeping off in that Tahoe. All about the dead lodge on. Don't stop the party. We be getting naughty. Old King Wasabi, homie chiefin' like a Marley. Cause it's the same old, just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard, guess what I'ma do? Hustle, 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 hard.
I'm from Kingston, Jamaica homes, cause I got 10 jobs, and 10 homes, but I don't leave the crib without my chrome. I keep blowing up like my mobile phone. Them L red bottoms, I design them homes. I fight the whole damn shoe for you ass. I used to stuff my black car for my new bras. Now I just whip the fold though. Oh my gosh, that rat Pete Aston, I did that too. Wait till we come with matte reds and matte blues. I'm an empire, little boy. Got a Lamborghini, that's my son's toy. Where's the clip that I get that paper? Shades on, I can't see you, hate it. Taking off, man, I see you later. I toss you paper.
Same old, just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard, guess what I'ma do? It's my attire, keep them sticks off in that cupboard. I be going hard, them going hard. I just hit them all. You just swipe the card, I'm with a couple Latin broads. I just do my noise. Two other guys telling lies, homie. Free my AG. You pay me, swagging in my saline. Pseudo coupe Mercedes. I am too much for you, busters. I don't trust them. Them ones I. Lust and never love them, they won't play me for no sucker. Play me for no paper, make my stumper. Alpazade Omega, better know I'm really on it. Trotting, bet I own it. Money is involved, better know I'm on it. And that's wording to my mother. Gotta get it one way or another. I put that on my brother. I'm out here on a come up, but it's same old, just a different day. Out here trying to get it, each and every way. Mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard. Guess what I'ma do?
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I text her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it. And right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell. We've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I
hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met later that night after my session. She came over, I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation, but interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah.
You ain't gonna believe this shit.
Fist of all love.
You ain't gonna believe this shit.
Fist of all love.
Santana, what's up?
Go, gang. Flop, you got the shotty. Go. Half a million y'all in the bag.
Where the money machine?
This is Philly, they would say I'm in my bag.
Meek, what up?
Quarter million with the paper tag. And I keep the 9 million playing laser tag. Condo in Miami, that's my favorite pad. Watch a Rondo versus Miami, he just made it bad. Got a coupe when we racing pads. Body stupid, what a crazy ass. High heels, red bottom. And I miss my niggas though for real and fast. Got him. He doing 30, pray for 65%. In the car dirty, bitch, you know I'm riding bent.
Cocaine boy,
boy,
still gang banging with my gang boys.
Bitch.
Swagged up, still rocking big chains, boy.
Yep.
Who wanna hear that chopper make noise? I'm smoking dope,
dope,
straight out of gas mask. It's Big B's, Nine Trey, Billy Badass. I'm selling coke, what's the quote? I match that.
What?
Matter of fact, I got them for half that. How many mug shots they gon' take of me?
How many?
Before they understand, they ain't gon' pin the case on me. Cush stay rolled up, pocket full of fast money, shirt say slow bar.
I got muscle with my hood, call me Flocka Bush. Get your head knocked off for a couple of bands. Sing, hit the fans, my youngest, let them guns blam. Told them keep shooting, don't stop unless your gun jam. We got automatic big guns like Call of Duty. Keep it G, push the turf, that's my Call of Duty. Fly, young nigga, rob you with some Louis. Ran up on my bus, got burned, now he trying to sue me. Bring my brother Gucci and my nigga Boosie. I swear to God, my life is like a fucking movie.
Kingpin,
A48,
Black
camera action,
Black,
first 48, fly bitches, meet me at the bar, and when they catch us, we gon' get the biggest charge. Kingpin, A48, sex, money, murder, first 48,
yeah.
Loud niggas,
let me tell you how much I fall. Great, nigga. And I'm also hard to get in the
what it be costing. Niggas wanna call me Spalding. When I black, I never stop. From the bottom to the top, and I be doing it often. Splitting everything like a nigga divorcing. Niggas know they dead, put them all in the coffin. Why, nigga, front nigga, why, yeah? You think it was confetti, all this bread I be tossing. Throwback word, nigga be flossing. When I'm giving you the heat, you know a nigga be scorching. Y'all be reminding me of pigs this wine. Turn them niggas into animal shortening. Ding, ding, hmm. And a lot of motherfuckers, they be acting like they really important. Until I come and then I kill another recording. Don't you know I'm counting money every morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single time I'm speaking, all the shit I'm endorsing. You know we gotta blow, and you know we gotta go. And the way this shit happened, nigga, think I'm a Jordan.
Good.
And if you do not understand, well, let me give you a warning. It don't really matter what a nigga wanna try, but there ain't nothing you can do to stop a nigga from scoring. Beating up the beat, I be always assaulting. I be fucking everything up while my money is pouring. Shame on you niggas is to blame, and you're just another lame, and your mother should've had an abortion. In this moment, I'ma take this. Wearing no swag like a nigga got a facelift. Sit tight, and you better know that I'ma always rub it right on a regular basis.
So hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit great. That shit great. That shit crack.
Walk all so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack.
Don't let me get in my zone.
Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. The stars in the building, they hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone. All good just a week ago. You feel they sell.
And
watch the stone drop. Kill they sell. What you gonna do, ho? It's a new crap on a new stove. I'm in two though. True that. People telling me you bad.
Block Club DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
It was all good just a week ago. You feel they sell. And I watch the stone drop, kill they still. What you gon' do, ho? It's a new crap on a new stove. I'm in two, though. True that. People telling me, you back. Like a nothing ever left about this left huh? And if life of life, they suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fixed the whole clique, huh? By the way, quit. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, can I get it? No paper, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we seeking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking down like Pam. Going ham, me and Jigga. And then I'm still young, when I had no kids. But I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as is. Had a few white girls as bad as is. But they feel so good, damn, glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the door. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, you know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, you know who I am.
Okay, y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I played chicken with a Mack truck. Y'all with a Ben move. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all with a Ben chew. I hustle with vultures late nights. Y'all with a Ben fool. On these fools, try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I suck growing up. Then maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Thinking fantasize about this shit I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all this shit I do really. I'm like really half a billy. Really, you got baby money. Keep it real with Zane. Got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, we let you step on our glove. When my nephew died, daddy's dead. Price on my uncle's head. Nobody call the cops, it's my uncle's blast. Don't feel like I would like to know my uncle's breath. Bow down, call the homage. Don't spill hate on my garments. Call the dog phone. Yo, fresh headshot. Shot your vest. Yo, vest. Pig, no pork on my fault. Peace, star. Cause you know it. You know it's with him. Hard as a motherfucker. Let's know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker. Let's know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Captain, 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 captain,
my name.
Lego.
It's Mr. Tremaine.
Ladies love me.
Here go that new tray.
Kiss and suck me.
I call it toupee.
I got on breezy shit.
Give my shit a break.
Fuck am I talking about?
APDs, get my spins up. Love faces, bottoms up. Came straight from the bottom up. Who you gon' find at the top of the charts? It's hot as fuck and these broads are fuck. Y'all niggas pick my garbage up. Say my prayers in God we trust. Know I got a lot of money, so these niggas like a funny. Gotta turn the Cadillac into an armor truck. Bitch nigga on the armor, huh? So I look her in the eyes, start charming her. Wanna know you very well, pretty skin caramel. And a nigga tryin' bust that almond nut. Shytown free coast, cold as a bitch though. Came in a trench coat, took it off, beach clothes. Get naked, right this second. Girl, you ain't nothing but a bird, just peck it. Watch full of carrots with a pocket full of lettuce. While you hate niggas, ride 87, none let it.
I hope your shit break down. Look at a nigga now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm getting paper.
VA, I did it for y'all. But the two Audemars, I did it to ball. High school couldn't keep me out the halls. Pretty bitch couldn't keep me out of draws. Shitting on y'all, treat the game like a star. Drowning in the water while you hang from my boss. My clothes don't hang in them all. This shit fresh off of the plane from Milan. Good head, can't name the salon. But I swear this came in her mind. Got her hiding in the plane that I'm on. Gave her two pills, don't blame me, I'm wrong. Why the fuck they let me own this song? I don't even care who owned this song. Chris could've called me, man, you should've called me. Man, goddamn, I love this song. Let's talk about the way that I got on this joint. We was in the garage and I got on that bomb. A nigga said Wayne went nuts and I think I whipped. What, my nuts are overgrown. I'm so high, I'm overblown. Think I'm overdosing on my ego. I'm so lethal, there's no equal. I'm so evil, no Knievel. But I stunt hard, my front yard got horses. Think that Porsche's from medieval. There's no way this can be legal. 200 while I'm blunting and her mouth just keep on running. Cause the weed, they just done it. So I told the bitch to bun it. Yeah, Zach, let the track drop. Murder this shit like Black Ops. Black Jackson, Claymores. In this 1 year, I done made more than the whole existence is of yours. Nigga just got my voice insured. Yeah. Look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now.
When I get you so good, why would you wanna break up? When
you're
loving it so good, why would you wanna break up? When I get you so good, why would you wanna break up? When I get you so good, why would you wanna break up? When I get you so good, why would you wanna break up? When you're loving it so good, why would you wanna when I get you so good, why would you wanna break up?
Mistakes before, promise you won't get hurt no more.
rock Louis. Gucci. Now it's fuck shouting. I don't like Gucci. Gucci.
Oh. Loving you, loving you, loving you. When I'm with him, loving you, loving you. Why would you wanna break up?
Loving you, why would you wanna break up?
See how we driving through your hood.
Why would you wanna break up?
Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh my. Baby, let me love you now. There's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God. Like dynamite, honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh, she got it all. Sexy from my head to toe, and I want it all and all and all. Baby, let me love. I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God.
This one got me whipped, just hop for one look, yep, I fell in love. This one's something special, this one just like dynamite. Out of sight and fell in love, a honey life, my own mind. Honey looking wonderful, fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel, my own mind. Baby, how you do that, make a grown man cry.
There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my God.
Yeah, ha, never sprung, huh? Jigga, Rockefeller, y'all. Never sprung, huh? Yeah, beat the repertoire. Pause, feel me on this one. Pause, feel this. Never sprung, huh? Love my style, I love misses, thug misses, shot misses, rough misses, don't matter, you my misses, gold diggers with your eyes on my riches, can't knock your hustle for real. Love my style, I love misses, thug misses, shot misses, rough misses, don't matter, you love my style, I love misses, thug misses, love my style, I love misses, thug misses, love my style, I love misses, thug misses, shot misses, rough misses, don't matter, you my misses, gold diggers with your eyes on my riches, can't knock your hustle for real. I ain't miss it, I'm game tight. See it all through the platinum French frames with the French name. And the same night, pull you and your tight friend. Lift your little dress like light wind.
then I slide right in. You know the whole repertoire, US to the USSR. Section in the lexicon, match wits with the best of y'all. The rest of y'all's like vegetables in my presence. Check it, reminiscing of nothing you ever heard. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims through the suburbs. Funds coming lump sums, never end superb. Get money like I'm down south, Wednesday the 3rd is on.
Dough to get, more shows to rip. I suggest you on roll with the click.
Who you with?
Frozen redness, flow thick. More O's than you know exist. Who you with?
Can't scheme on them. Rockefeller got a team on them. Chicks scream on them. Trick cream on them. Loser when dudes think it's just music. Lean on them. Flash green on them. And diamond rings on them. Set around and wait girls down to meet eyes. Or something every girl gotta have like Levi's. Chiquita, me I more. See I roar. You can love me or hate me. Eat I all. I'ma stay winning. Rock the custom drop Bentleys. Never eat a Denny's and party like little pennies. Can he live? Trick on main chick. But if she leave just as quick Indian give. Now what I look like, giving a chick half my trap, like she wrote half my rap, yeah, I'm having that. You be the same chick when you leave the bank book and the credit card and take everything you came
more
with.
More dough to get, more shows to rip, I suggest you on roll with the click.
Who you with?
Frozen red dress, flow to stick, more O's than you know exist,
you know the movie's made up, never mind up.
Mythological niggas is comical. The astronomical is coming through like the flu bombing you and embalming in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. The word attack skills and vocabulary too. I'm a hit in the disposition, it's all brand new. You're through. I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who?
Entertainment.
get more butt than ashtray. Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtray. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga toast. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the roots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been a cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Let's get it on. You don't give a what. Let's get it on. You don't give a what. Let's get it on. You don't give a what. You don't give a what. Let's get it on. You don't give a what. You don't give a what.
Violent, and they would end up nameless.
to get rich, leave you in the hood. Girl, in my eyes, you the baddest. The reason why I love you, you don't like me because my status. I don't want to see you with a carriage, living average. I want to do my thing so we be established. And I don't want you rocking a fabric. Girl, I want to give you carriage till you feel you a rabbit. Anything in your path, once you can have. Walk through the mall, if you like it, you could grab. Total it all up and put it on my tab. And then tell your friends all the fun you had.
Tell me what you want from me.
Yeah.
I'm not uptown on Dykeman, the Icon. Talking that how she only dealt with businessmen. Niggas bag of joints, money off and on the book. The ones who stand firm like ain't nothing shook about them. I'm not uptown on Dykeman. I'm not uptown on Dykeman. I'm not uptown on Dykeman, the Icon. Talking that how she only dealt with businessmen. Niggas bag of joints, money off and on the book. The ones who stand firm like ain't nothing shook about them. I doubt them chaps waiting for me. You know them niggas, them big dudes across the street. She said, yeah, they from over on Mayfair. Bullets from out of nowhere. Told her stay there and duck down. I hit the ground but managed to pull the beast out. This bitch over there with them pointing the chief out. They want beef out here, they gon' get it in the worst way. I'ma show them how black play. Rolling dice, fucking with me like snake eyes. I break guys, sit back and watch my cake rise. It's all about the Benjamin's crew, that be the motto. Ran out of ammo and started throwing bottles, running. And I ain't looking back for shit. Crooked ass bitch today, I'll get you back for this.
I love you, baby.
No, you don't.
You drive me crazy.
That's right.
I love you, baby.
No, you don't.
You drive me crazy.
That's right.
I'll never betray you.
Since the last altercation, I've been on the street. See honey at the club every week and I speak. I'ma lock that ass to sleep before I strike. I ain't know the real deal until last night. Ha, one of them brothers was locked with Bay Bro. Used to call my crib from C-74. Kick rhymes over the phone for hours, he had the jack. Bay Bro told him, you wanna get money, see black when you get home. We never had a chance to get up, and wouldn't have. If his gunner left me hit up, he'd explain how his whole crew was slapping, honey. Besides all that, she owed them cats a lot of money. Funny, it's a small world, baby girl. Who's about to get fuck with no jail. I'ma sit back and watch the cake finish baking and plan your extermination. Word.
We're Brooklyn.
Brooklyn at? Where 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 Brooklyn at?
They always want to change.
Life's sweet moment, dude. gotta love Joe.
Judge a book by the cover. Discover the soul brother with the mechadon. Work from brunette to blonde. How many Edison con when I respond in full black? With us heaven to Vernon villains back to back. Amazing grace when I face the great paper chase. For real, it's long overdue, so I don't want to talk to you. I stroke the hell out of Mademoiselle who insisted every night she get her back twisted in the unlisted. I'm living through my son, so daddy see it this way. I want him in the NFL, his brother in the NBA. No doubt I'm with a piece down in Mecca, all crazy. To the late eve, none of this is make-believe. I breathe some of the most powerful lyrics of our century. Battle physically, conquer mentally, essentially. You're dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you want to go, you know, I'll take you there.
His lips trying to diss, he better lay low. For the girl who said I broke her up and then I just split, now she pissed, she better lay low. For the
Respect. It's time to put the bugger on business in check. 'Cause when I flex for the sex,
discotheque. I like to know what I got and where I'm at is all that. You know what I'm saying?
Why must I take the cash?
Because it's nice and fast. So what you want, money?
Pump it up, huh?
So what you want, money?
Pump it up.
And there's nobody that can disconnect me, disrespect me, or try to test me. If he do, you know the boy's through, because it is a rule. I don't get played or made into a fool. It's boom, bye, bye, with the hand, the tool, or the burner. You got to learn a lesson like I taught Peter.
Turn away.
Because I'm free with the style, so I'm here to stay. The last survivor, hip-hop MacGyver, TV show I can't come no liver with a tape. And the tape, I'm the party reviver, and the...
Get the dough from your platinum hit. Rock Little Kim, hats and shit. Dubs got the studio bug. Probably as we speak, he's on his way up the street with the mafia thugs and all types of heat. But I ain't trying to beef, I'm just trying to eat. And horizontally, the way I hold my eyes asleep. And know my niggas, but I like the sound. Little Kim and Jigga sound like figures.
About it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out the horse, run a crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV. I'm on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, chic ain't your usual friend. But I can set you up like Heights and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums. I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with claps on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the tack or sheep. So I can make this album and give back the cats that speak. 230, 6'2. Me buzz for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, must count set. Eating live, must count set. Eating right, must count set. Sleep at night, you'll see.
The clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling, till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding, in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Slink dick, the shit that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit go, I can spit
alive,
to get.
Must count set, I'm eating live. Must count set, I'm eating right. Must count set, I'm leaving nine. You'll see the light.
Yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Serve the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
He lied,
yeah.
Must count set, I'm eating live. Must count set, I'm eating right.
That's a nigga with the M. Y'all niggas know my skill. X on the grill. Get him up. Split him up. Wet him up. Watch him come. Get him up. Shut him up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt. Step back like I did work. Take a fucking game. You think I'm playing? Till you land. To where the junk yards are paying. Moms at home praying. Coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk. Starting to rap. And hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Beat the 4 pounds, baby. And let off up in the nigga. Especially if he think he bigger. Motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get mine? Is it gone? Do you max represent the one time song?
Check it out, baby. Make it hot.
first time together and I'm feeling kind of conventional methods of making love kind of horny. I wanna knock your block off, get my socks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G's off.
I'ma call you Big Daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn the time.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck, man, single in a sack who ain't afraid to pull my hands back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lying, die in the fire where I learned the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx with my family home. New York to the heart, but got love for all. New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lying, die in the fire where I learned the ball. New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lying, die in the fire where I learned the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh, damn it, we home. Peter got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked the play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. C4's fall flat, flat, like deja vu. And I got another clip down a deja crew. I said, pissed out, dumb pee, mo with your pissed out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss out. Keep them in the pennies and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me stripes. Cause the quick to slide off and slide his dick up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex and I rock a Rolex and I lounge Rolex and I love sex and I wave text on sets that be trying to flex like Dex. Nigga, God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold. Ho,
New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot. All them niggas know how to play. Mac the 600 getting crazy pay. Niggas out of Queens got shit on lock. Strapped with the Glock running up in your
face. Yo, check this out, right?
Come on.
Harlem on the rise. And you don't want a problem with us guys. M.A. Dollar Sign. And if you ever out trying to find me, I think I should warn you. I get hard when I want to. Angeletti, bad boy, niggas ain't ready. Yo, you the type of cat in the building holding the cracks. Slant on the niggas on the corner holding the gags. Nigga come through a nigga kill, never blow back. You the nigga never did but seem to know all the facts. Yo, I know niggas like you cause I meet them all the time. And I greet them with the nine if they ever keep what's mine. Once I lose, I get low. Put a fool in the yoke, two to a stoke. Take his jewels in his coat. More than likely, you ain't got the like me. And this might be the last time I take you nicely for my legion. Fill up the season and start squeezing. Nigga talking shit, be behind the cars weaving. There's no breathing. Ain't nobody in it leaving. You kill my man, I kill your bitch, now we even. I'm from a cold world where it's bleeding. 20 degrees in Fahrenheit, niggas get sniped for no reason. Do a lot of work, got plenty funds and many guns, many sons. Niggas do anything to anyone. And on the streets, I don't doubt none. So when you talk to me, better watch your mouth, son. Yo, if niggas wanna act, we can act. You niggas wanna scrap, we can scrap. You niggas got gags, we got gags. You niggas wanna style, we style. If you get foul, we get foul. You get wild, we get wild. If niggas wanna act, we can act. If niggas wanna scrap, we can scrap. You niggas got gags, we got gags. You niggas wanna style, we style. If you get foul, we get foul. You get wild, we get wild. We started with a blue whip, blue quick. Got a silver new whip, cause feds watch when I do shit. Keep popping up new shit, new shit. Think the whole Harlem world on some clue shit. We Chris Bub sippers, drip club niggas. Peace to the street team, y'all get love, nigga. 6 years ago, I was a have not, nigga. Hot nigga, represent for all my block niggas. Now I'm six drop niggas, baguette rock niggas. 10 G's are showing, I ain't even drop niggas. Shock niggas who thought I was a pop nigga. You go against mates, you get your wig rock, nigga. Players like me, I'll leave your whole block bitter. Roll hard like when I see the bank stop, nigga. Hustle is a hustle, so I never knock a nigga. Don't really fuck with Dame, but still a cop jigger. Yo, if niggas wanna act, we can act. You niggas wanna scrap, we can scrap. You niggas got gags, we got gags. You niggas wanna style, we style. If you get foul, we get foul. You get wild, we get wild. If niggas wanna act, we can act. If niggas wanna scrap, we can scrap. You niggas got gags, we got gags. You niggas wanna style, we style. If you get foul, we get
homosexual. Smack to see the niggas right off the pedestal. I even look for my dad that I never knew, to show him how I look in my Beretta too. I do good shit like take kids from the ghetto, show them what they can have if they never settle. Take every white kid from high class level, show them what Christmas like growing up in the ghetto. Teach niggas how to spend, stash the rest. Give blunts to the niggas under massive stress. Give every bum on the street cash to invest and hope Harlem well blow up. Yeah, my last request.
Yeah, if I had 24 hours to kick the bucket, fuck it, I'd probably eat some fried chicken and drink a Nantucket. Then go get a jar from Branson and make sure I leave my mother the money to take care of grandson. Load the 3-power, hop in the Eddie Bauer and go give all 6 to that poppy that throw me flour. Get a fresh baldy, make a few calls, shop at the mall, shoot a little ball, have all of my bitches in one telly at the same time, spread it out on different floors, and I'm gonna play lotto for what? Even though I ain't gonna be here tomorrow. So
you
what?
Know when I was close so to the ledge, I'd probably be in so the west so with this bad Spanish so mommy playing between my legs. Then I'm off to get choked and smoke one of them dreads and get that bitch from 89 and gave us up to the feds. Throw the mama, wrote her a note, we ain't close. I hate a boyfriend, so I put one in his throat. Fuck around and sniff an ounce of raw. Bust the four, four, pull out my dick and take a piss on the floor. Jump in the whip, get them cats I wanted to get. Since the tavern on the green robbery in 86. Went home, took a shower in nice cold water and spent my last hours with my son and my daughter.
You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or what your ass denied at your ass about to die? You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or what your ass denied at your ass
hey,
about
yo,
to die?
If I had...
Friday night, just got paid. I'm running with my mans, we got plans to get it. Yo, sticky green burning, sitting on 20s. Pocket full of money, and we hollering at honey, yo. Dress to death, and we let the chain swing. Making major moves, we out for the same thing. Hitting up the spot where they say it's jumping at. I'm straight chick hunting, man, I'm bringing something back. Me and the wild one, we just caught the nice one. And 2 brand new toys, price done. Big style, sizzle when I switch lanes. They doing big things, smoke while I get brain. Lines full of women, can't wait to get in. Jack and Mo sipping, Willie Bo spitting. Dance floor pack, do it in the dough stack. Those that hate to see us get it, get the bows at. Now where the f*** at? Let's get it on and pop it. Let's fight a few through, that's how the crew do. DJ got the crowd jumping, the music from the speakers got the floor thumping. I'm trying to run it.
Go straight from the top, down to the south. Aren't we making the crowds wanna wild out? We talking about a pound. Don't you know we be putting it down? Just the chicks and hoes.
I got this chick talking in my ear. Word, I think she's trying to tempt me.